Hey, everybody. Well, you've probably heard me mention this phrase on the morning show, technical weather term here, North Atlantic Oscillation. I know sometimes technical weather terms kind of go over people's heads, and this is probably one of them, but it's a very, very important term in describing why our winter this winter was so darn cold, and why it was so consistently cold, and why our spring has been so cold. Well, what is the North Atlantic Oscillation, and why does it play such a role in determining our cold weather and our patterns of late? Well, imagine this, and I don't have any video or pictures to show you here, but imagine this. Imagine that you're looking at the North Atlantic on a map, okay, and you're seeing Iceland and Greenland visualize this as I mentioned this. And remember that in the Atlantic, there's always these perpetual highs and lows, okay? There's always a high that's situated in the middle to eastern half of the Atlantic. It's called the Azores High because it kind of originates near the Azores, the islands there. And there's always a low, some sort of perpetual low over Iceland as you go up into the really north, the frigid waters of the Atlantic, right? Well, the positions of these lows and highs and the strength of each one of them varies from year to year. It's just a random fluctuation. And as they fluctuate, they alter the position of the jet stream and obviously the position of the storms that move across North America and across Europe, and obviously the position and the strength of cold air to the north and the warm air to the south. Well, what happens is when the North Atlantic Oscillation is positive, what happens is that low over Iceland tends to get stronger and that high over the middle of the Atlantic tends to get weaker. So imagine the low rotating counterclockwise and the high rotating clockwise. The winds tend to be more westerly. And so the winds don't come in from the north, they come in from the west. And that typically keeps the temperatures across the eastern U.S. Near normal, and you don't really have a lot of Arctic outbreaks. But when the North Atlantic Oscillation goes negative, that low over Iceland tends to get weaker. And when a low gets weaker in one position, there has to be a compensating pressure rise somewhere else, and that's the Azores High. It gets stronger, it drifts further north. So instead of that westerly wind, now all of a sudden the jet stream has this huge buckle, this huge trough. Imagine a huge dip on a graph. And that huge dip or trough is now, go figure, over the eastern U.S. and over eastern Canada. And that trough allows cold air to drain in from the north, from the Arctic, and it also allows these clipper systems in the winter to become more prominent. Also allows, in many instances, to have more nor'easters. And that's somewhat what we had going on this winter. The North Atlantic Oscillation was strongly negative, and when you have the North Atlantic Oscillation strongly negative in a strong season like winter, November, especially December, January, and February, you tend to have periods of consistently cold air, and that's exactly what we've had this winter. Now, what's changed is that this winter, compared to last winter, we've had a La Nina, which I'll explain in another time, but when you have a La Nina along with the North Atlantic Oscillation negative, it just continues to drive home the fact of having a perpetual low pressure trough to the east and cold air draining from the north, and you really don't have the chance of an area of warmth to spread to the north. And that's why this spring has been so cool and why this April has been below normal. And we've only had 5 days above normal through the first half of April. The bigger question now remains, will the North Atlantic Oscillation start to become more positive? And believe it or not, it has become more positive over the last couple of weeks, and that's one of the reasons, one of several reasons why we have started to see somewhat of a return to milder air. Now, it's only been a day or two here and a day or two there, but it is a good sign. Is the North Atlantic Oscillation related to global warming or climate change? The verdict is still out on that. We do know this, that it's very difficult to predict. One of the most difficult, we call it a teleconnection, one of the most difficult teleconnection, sorry to use a bigger word, but things to really nail down and to predict. It's very, very transient. It varies from day to day, week to week. You can look at those numbers on the National Climate Data Center website if you're so inclined, but that's the general gist of it. So when we talk about the North Atlantic Oscillation, I try not to mention too much, but that's one of the drivers, one of several drivers of our cold winter, and our cool spring. More on La Nina coming up tomorrow. More updates here. Follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. This is meteorologist Scott Sable. Have a good day.